Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are going to focus on a topic that is always near and dear to my heart and very popular here on the podcast. And I feel like it is a good time to readdress some of these issues as we approach the warmer weather. The times that we are breaking out the shorts or the tank tops or the swimsuits, and we feel the need that we have to have this beach body ready. We have to have that summer bod ready, and there's so much pressure around it. And what we've learned from diet culture about achieving the ideal body is extremely misleading and harmful. And in the world of Photoshop, even those filters that we see on social media often gets to the notion of having this idealized body. It is digitally altered image to fit these unrealistic beauty standards. However, this approach fails to acknowledge the diversity of body shapes, sizes, and genetic factors that influence individual health and well-being. And diet culture, it screams at us with many of those food rules, such as certain foods are good, certain foods are bad, leading to these feelings of guilt and shame associated with eating. It promotes those restrictive eating patterns, fad diets, quick fixes that are just unsustainable, and it really hurts our physical and mental health. So in reality, let's look at taking on a more holistic approach that goes beyond the physical appearance and involves nourishing the body with balanced nutrition, engaging in enjoyable physical activities, prioritizing that mental and emotional well-being, and really cultivating a positive relationship with food and body image. I know, easier said than done, so I want to give you some strategies here and kind of shift your perspective. The first step, I call it reset the mindset. It is challenge and reframe those negative thoughts that are associated with the body image. And this approach involves identifying those distorted thoughts about your body. Okay, that's the first step. Be like, ooh, that is a negative thought. I need to shift that and find a more compassionate perspective. Remind yourself of your unique qualities, talents, and achievements that have nothing to do with your appearance. And maybe it is unfollowing someone on social media. Maybe it is following someone with a more body positive platform and weaning out those toxic relationships that just keep you in that cycle of poor body image. The second step, have some self-compassion, okay? Treat yourself and your body with the same level of loving kindness that you would extend to a really good friend. When your best friend is feeling down, you are not looking at their physical appearances. You are loving who they are, how they make you feel, how much they make you laugh, how compassionate they are towards your feelings, and the physical appearance has nothing to do with them being your friend. The third step, self-care. Think about self-care as what can I do for myself at this very moment to make me feel better? Maybe that's going to bed a little bit earlier, getting some extra rest. Maybe it's going for a walk to de-stress. Maybe simply putting comfy clothes on Or maybe it's the opposite of that. Maybe it is adding some makeup and putting some clothes on that you feel better in about yourself at that moment. So think about self-care. And the fourth step, we talk about the different types of body acceptance. Now, I know body positivity is not the first step. That is like a switch that cannot be just turned on and off. So I kind of focus on these acceptance as four steps. They're called four types of body acceptance. So the first one, this is our goal. If you are unfamiliar with this process, start by just having body neutrality. We've talked about this in a lot in our podcast before. Ultimately, these affirmations take the focus off your body size so you can think about it less. And some examples of having these affirmations may be saying, my value isn't tied to how I look. I deserve love and respect all the time. Even if I am not in love with how I look, I still deserve to nourish my body and use those self-care habits. Another one may be, I am striving to accept my body each day and the changes I may encounter as I age. My mental health is so important. I will not sacrifice any brain space to be a certain size. I love those beginning affirmations to take on body neutrality. The second form of acceptance, it's called functional body appreciation. And these affirmations highlight the functionality of your body, doing everyday tasks, helping you recognize and appreciate its capabilities beyond the aesthetics. And they serve as a reminder of numerous ways of your body to support you daily. And some examples may include, my body can take me places. These legs can take me wherever I want to go. I say that a lot. Do have a hard time with loving my legs. Another one may be, I am strong. Yes, I just carried in a huge box upstairs that was actually boards of furniture. So my husband didn't know I bought this entertainment center. So I am strong. I'm going to say that again. My body has nurtured my children during pregnancy. Another example is, my body is smarter than I think it is. It truly knows when I'm hungry. So I'm going to listen and trust it. Another one, kind of going with that strong affirmation, my arms are able to lift up my kids and carry them. Not so much anymore because they're about my size, but you get the idea of the functional body appreciation. And the next one, we go a little bit kind of like that, but it's more on the gratitude. You talk about, I'm grateful for my body because it helps me do this. Leaning towards the body positive affirmations and these concepts will help you shift your perspective from viewing your body from the outside to really taking on that gratitude and recognize it as your tool for life, for your daily activities and goals. An example of this was, I don't need to feel positive about my body to recognize its value and what it enables me to do. And then the final step, yes, then we hit the body positivity. And these affirmations are designed to foster a greater love towards your body, no matter shape or size. Other examples of positive affirmations. My body doesn't need to mirror anyone else's. I recognize my flaws and I accept them as they contribute to my unique identity. And that's incredible. The last example that I have down here is, my body is a precious gift. So, couple of steps, things to do when you have maybe a bad day. And these practices will help you consciously select. We like to call them these acts of kindness towards your body instead of the scrutinizing yourself in the mirror or using the scale to dictate your food intake for the day. And as you shift your focus to what your body truly needs and how you can show its kindness, you finally get the aha moment. And one of my favorite affirmations is, I have one body and I want to take care of it mentally and physically. So in conclusion with this episode, achieving body neutrality and confidence. It's a journey. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes patience. It takes consistency. Embrace those self-care habits and just, you know, treat your body with kindness as it deserves. I hope this episode resonated with you, gave you some great insight. And hey, save this one when you're having a bad body image day. Go back and listen to this and take some of those steps from that. Next week, we will be back with a wonderful guest talking about sports nutrition. And thank you for spending your time here on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.